From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roddy Nickpour. Utah's annual legislative session began this morning. Over the next 45 days, lawmakers will debate and pass hundreds of bills. KUER's Nicole Nixon gives us a rundown of what's on the agenda.
At the top of the list is repealing the unpopular tax reform bill that was passed in a special session just last month. After it became clear that a referendum against the measure would have enough support to get on the ballot, top leaders agreed to backtrack. Still, House Speaker Brad Wilson opened the session by taking a swing against the referendum.
Legislation by referendum, while part of the political process, can be divisive and at many times be short of facts. It has proven ruinous for many states that have turned down that path.
A major part of lawmakers' job over the next 7 weeks is crafting a state budget. And Senate President Stuart Adams said the referendum put a question mark over the state's finances.
In order for us to budget, we had to do the repeal. And so I don't think there's any question about what we need to do.
The repeal bill will be up for debate in both chambers tomorrow. Other priorities on Republican leaders' lists include regulating vaping products and planning for another decade of projected population growth. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says it's increasingly likely that more Republicans will call for former National Security Advisor John Bolton to testify in President Trump's impeachment trial. Democrats need four Republicans to vote with them in order to call witnesses. And now it seems like they may have two Republicans, Romney himself and Maine Senator Susan Collins. Romney told reporters today that he does not know how Bolton's testimony would influence his impeachment vote.
What impact that might have would be dependent upon all the facts associated with it. We'd hear from, obviously, prosecution and defense as to what was relevant.
The New York Times reported yesterday that Bolton claims he heard President Trump explicitly say military aid to Ukraine was dependent on announcing an investigation of the Bidens. The Trump administration has spent the past month announcing sweeping changes that could benefit ranchers on public lands. From our Mountain West News Bureau, Nate Hedgie tells us that those changes include a proposal to overhaul grazing regulations for the first time in 25 years.
The Bureau of Land Management says it wants to reduce red tape for ranchers grazing cattle on federal lands across the West. It also wants to use cattle grazing to reduce fuel loads and combat wildfires. Some environmentalists argue these potential changes mean less oversight and could lead to overgrazing and other issues. But it's still too early to tell what the implications will actually be. The new regulations haven't been published yet. The agency still needs to further inform the public through meetings and then write up an environmental impact statement. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Utah education officials say they will audit a charter school in Draper over its reporting of special education funding. The Salt Lake Tribune reported the Utah Board of Education says it was unable to find evidence that American Preparatory Academy properly spent its public funds. Officials say it will attempt to determine whether there needs to be any partial or full repayment of more than $4 million. And a judge has set bail at $4 million today for a Utah teenager. Authorities say Colin C.J. Haney methodically killed his mother and three younger siblings. Prosecutors requested that amount of bail. That's $1 million for each victim. The 16-year-old Haney is charged as an adult with aggravated murder.
You're listening to KUER News. I'm Roddy Nickpour.